We made it in Glamorgan, and that was then the model. We were there for several weeks. So I would work during the day in a little hut composing, and then go on site at nighttime and pass over the materials to the sound engineer, Alistair Goulden. And Alistair then fed them into the sound system and out into the tents. And then I'd stand in the middle of the field, in the middle of the tents, in the dark, and listen. And on a walkie-talkie back to, or shouting back to Alistair, who was in a little kind of shed, I'd say, oh, can you bring up the sound of the breathing a little bit? It was like painting into the space. It was like mixing into the whole space. And we had a kind of ingenious system in the design by John Del Nero of how the sounds were fed in and out of the tents. So we had these pods of tents. I think there were 8 of them. And so I'd say to Alistair, look, can you put the sound of Eileen's voice into tents 1, 2, and 3 of each of the pods, yeah? Mm-hmm. And let's put the voice of another actor, for example, or another performer into tents 2, 4, and 8. And let's have the sound of the waves then coming through all of them at a low level. And I'd listen to all those things and build up the layers. So I brought everything as a separate kind of sound and then painted in layers. In that sense, it's made for the location. It's made specifically for that space at that time. Deborah and Fiona then would come and we'd have a listening, you know, late at night or whatever. I've never written a song. It's not a musical space that I feel particularly knowledgeable about. I don't have any great feel for it. But what I do have a real appetite for and absolutely love is the combination of instruments and the spoken word. I think that's why I have been consistently drawn to work in theatre, and it's why I absolutely loved doing Peace Camp, because I had the spoken word in my hands. So in Peace Camp, the voices were now also in my palette. But the nighttime actually was a great gift, because one of the things I've discovered over the years in the theatre is that sound loves darkness. It loves shade, that old thing of light and sound. So it sort of feels as if they kind of melt into one another. And in Peace Camp, the darkness and the glow of the tents in the darkness meant that the air was kind of already excited and alive